Your non-romantic, non-family relationships are important. But how do you show your love to your friends? I'm DJ Bryant. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, y'all, September 16th, 2022, and we just heard Girls' Generation 소녀시대 with Forever One. Now, unless we live under a rock, we are surrounded by people, of course, and we have our family, romantic interests, co-workers, yoga buddies, workout friends, hobby mates, drinking partners, school friends, etc., etc. And these relationships are vital to our survival, just like we need our air to breathe and food to live. Now, psychologists say that these meaningful social connections are linked to our mental and physical well-being because knowing that we have people to lean on and care for us makes us feel confident and assured. Now, well, showing our partner or family that we love them is a bit easier than showing our friends how much we care for them. So, here are some tips on how we can intensify the existing friendships in our lives, according to experts. I'm going to be listening and taking notes as well. Now, you guys can start off with something simple. Just tell them how much they mean to you. Remind them you are grateful to know them. Also, be generous with your friends. Share your time, attention, or resources with them. Think about what your skills and talents are and find a way to turn that into a generous act. For example, if your friend needs help buying a new car, maybe you could spend time, you know, doing the research online with them to see which car is right for them, the prices, and all that good stuff. Another way to show your affection is to be completely honest with them. Don't be afraid to share your struggles with your friends, whether it's an ex you're having trouble with, getting over, or a new job you're having second thoughts about. They're not going to judge you if they're your real friends. And of course, it'll bring you closer together. And ultimately, don't care about the judgment because your friends, if they're really into you and they really love you and they really care about you, they're going to give you good advice in their opinion. It's not judgment. All right. Keep that in mind. Now we have a great song for you guys. This is 10 centimeters. Drawers Hut Up from our beloved summer original soundtrack. That was 10 centimeters with Drawers. Hold up. And we have quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe. 9.785 megahertz bound for India. Of course, that's shortwave radio. And we have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr, our KBS World Radio English service page on the Book of Faces, or follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. And remember to check out our gram for our weekly Y2C question and to post up your song requests as well. And if you guys live in Malaysia and you love K-pop, you guys have to download the Shook, S-Y-O-K app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour nonstop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're listening via podcast, please rate us 5 stars so we get more listeners to tune in. And of course, share the wealth on K-pop because we have all the ladies in K-pop right here on our program. And you guys know today is Friday, so we have Peter coming in for Vibes 1 to 5 in just a bit. But before that, we have a great song for you guys. This is One Us, Same Scent. Would you like coffee or a nice warm tea? This is our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. And of course, since today's Friday, I'm going to bring some news that'll probably refuel you, not wind it down, especially if you are a fan of IU. So, IU will be holding her solo concert at the Jamsil Sports Complex, Seoul Olympic Stadium this weekend. I'm sure a lot of you guys are anxiously waiting for that. And I've mentioned before what a big deal this is because of the Seoul Olympic Stadium's significance as a concert venue in Korea and how it shows IU's ticketing power as a solo artist. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Jamsil Sports Complex, the mecca of sports and large events in Seoul. It's actually the nation's largest integrated sports center, which was built back in 1984 as the country was preparing with wide excitement and anticipation to host the 1986 Asian Games and, of course, the 1988 Summer Olympics. That Olympic Stadium, located within the complex and where IU will be performing this weekend, was used as the main venue for the 1988 Summer Olympics in Seoul. It was the largest capacity of any sports arena in the country at just shy of about 70,000 or maxing out at about 100,000, including standing rooms. Although the facilities have been, of course, a little too old nowadays for global sporting events, its giant bleachers have made it perfect spot for concerts or other events of a correspondingly huge scale. Now, this is where Ultra Korea, the local edition of the International Electronic Dance Music-based Ultra Music Festival, is held annually. I've been there and had a great time. Now, this year, it will be held from September 24th and on the 25th. We also mentioned last week that NCT Dream became the latest to stage their solo concert at what was called the Stage of Dreams, of course, as only a handful of big-name stars like EXO, BTS, and, of course, one of my favorites, H.O.T., have ever performed there. Now, there you guys go. You guys have a little bit more knowledge on Korea. Hopefully, you guys are excited. And if you are going to IU's concert, scream at her. Be excited for her because this is a huge achievement, y'all. With that said, two great songs. And, of course, of artists who've performed at this amazing arena, we have IU, Celebrity, and BTS with Dynamite. 세상에 모서리 그 부정하게 커버린 걸칫거리 outside. Vibes
1 to 5.
Welcome to Vibes 1 to 5. Mr. Peter is here in the studio with us to introduce his playlist of his top 5 tracks that perfectly fit the mood of the week. Will any of his choices match the ones that you guys have in your head right now? We're about to find out. What's up, Peter?
What's up, Brian? How you doing?
I'm not doing too bad, especially because today is Friday.
Good. And you've got London, England on your t-shirt. So
yes,
I'm incredibly happy.
Yes, I do. It's like one of those things. I knew you were coming in the studio.
Thank you.
So my body told me, like, okay, today you're going to be seeing Peter, so you should represent his country.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And I'm sure the brand in question, let's just call them Bury, with a burr in front of them, I'm sure they thought ahead and thought, one day Brian will wear our t-shirt. He'll
on
be with Peter.
Day.
Yeah, so let's put London on there as well.
There you go.
My
there
good, you go. You know, it's a big stereotype, that
but that's
brand.
But that's not our playlist today. Today's not about London, England.
It's not about London, unfortunately.
Today is kind of similar in a way. It connects to my shirt because my shirt is a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And designers are what? Good at art.
Oh, what a
Whoa.
Segue. Bish, bash, bosh.
Yes.
My friend's wife actually works for them.
Oh,
and
really?
She studied art at university, and she's very artsy-fartsy. Like, you go in her house, it's beautiful.
Oh.
So you're right, that is a piece of art, I think. Yeah, good fashion, I'm sure fashionistas
Agreed.
Would say, is art.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just doing it because you're wearing that t-shirt, there's another reason. I think you mentioned it on the show, maybe, about the art festivals in Seoul recently.
Yes, we talked about the art festivals.
There was that Kiev one, the Korea one, and then mm-hmm. there was the Freeze one, which I think was the first time Freeze came over to Asia at all.
Okay.
And right now, which is really interesting, in LA, in LACMA, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art,
mm-hmm.
they're holding for the first time ever in the West a Korean modern art exhibition.
Oh, wow.
Until next year. And the really interesting thing. Yeah.
Wow.
And the really interesting thing is, and I'm sure a lot of BTS fans are therefore going to visit, RM has done some voiceover narrations. You know those audio guides you can get? He's done them in English and Korean for like 10 of the pieces there. So people are going nuts.
They should have just
that.
Hired me for the English. I would have charged like 90% less than RM would have.
Yeah, yes. maybe the rest of the works, Brian can do them for sure.
Hopefully. I don't mind that.
That would be cool. So that's why we've chosen the art as a theme this week.
That's amazing. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners, either you've seen art or you're into art, or right now you're probably thinking of like, I need a new hobby in my life. Yes. Why not add art to that?
There you go.
Exactly.
You know, I can say at the moment, actually, I quite dislike art because I drove to the COEX, which is where they had Key FM Freeze the weekend it was on, for something completely unrelated. So much traffic, so many people.
Was it during Chuseok or?
No, it was the weekend before Chuseok, I believe.
The weekend during the storm.
Yes. Yeah, it would have been around then. And I was just like, why are all these people here? Because I totally forgot it was there. Okay. And I got out and I saw lots of foreigners there as well. Like really trendy, artsy types. And I was like, oh, yes, the art fair is here. This is why I'm 20 minutes late for my appointment. Mm. So I'm not on good terms with that. I'm sorry.
So you went there for something else, but because of the experience you had with these artsy people, in your mind, you're like, now I hate art! So
yeah, I was never good at art. Art was my least favorite subject at school.
I think that happens to us all the time. I've done that too when I go to like a convention center for something else I got invited to and some other events going on like right down the block. And because of them, there's no parking available. There's nothing. So I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I hate this whatever event going on, and you don't really hate them, but in the moment you built this unseen anger.
I
understand that.
I'm sorry to art, but it's just my brain, okay?
Unless art in the future invites you to an event and they pay you well.
It's like VIP.
And they give you a VIP parking spot. Yes. Then you'll be like, I forgive you, art.
Then art is the best. I do like the playlist, though, because there's lots of K-pop songs related to art in one way or another.
Exactly.
We're starting off with the Wonder Girls, who, you know, you might think are a bit more manufactured pop and not so arty, but they had that phase, you know, towards the end where they were doing their guitars and the bang kind of sound for a little while when Haedim was in the group.
More like acoustic-y sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one of the tracks. It didn't get big at all. I don't know if it was a B-side or not. Draw Me.
Draw Me.
그려줘 is the Korean title.
I feel like Kate Winslet all of a sudden when she says that line in Titanic. Draw me like one of your French girls.
Yeah, that gets steamy very quickly.
Woo! We're not trying to get steamy in here. These two guys.
Because I've talked about that film to my kids a lot, right? So I was like, let's sit down and watch it. And
then you forget about that scene, though.
Yeah, I totally forgot about
that
scene.
There's a lot of movies like that, though. Like, my brother's kids, when they're little, they came to see me, like, I think they're like 10 or 11. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, let's just watch this show. It's comedy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, ooh, I forgot about the scene. This is not safe for kids. You made a proper mistake.
You need to be a responsible adult and look ahead, I suppose.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of Kate Winslet and nothing else now. So while I listen to this song.
Wait, you're literally thinking about Kate Winslet wearing nothing, you said?
No.
That's what I heard.
Well, actually, I am thinking of that, but also nothing else.
Oh, nothing else as in other films.
Yes, and also that bit in the car where it's all steamy and a hand goes on the window.
Well, I thought of her in Contagion.
Okay.
I've thought of her in The Holiday.
You're much more of a gentleman than me. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you very much. Well, the first song that Peter brought for his art theme or art fair is the Wonder Girls and is Draw Me. So with no further ado, let's check out the song right now. This is Draw Me by the Wonder Girls. All right, that was the Wonder Girls with Draw Me, 그려줘. And today's topic or theme or playlist theme is art.
Yeah,
so that's why we did Draw Me.
I thought it was random that you brought up Kate Winslet, but then I remember when I was looking into this song, like, all the lyrics sound pretty sensual as well, and art can be a little bit like that, I feel, you know? There's a reason why you do those nude paintings and stuff in art. Maybe they're linked some way, right?
It could be. And if you think about it, to be honest, with any song in the world, if you just like have an idea about it, like it could be a little erotic, it could be a little smart, it could be a little kiddie, it could be a little mature. Like, it's where your mind is at that time.
It's like the filter that you put over it, I
exactly
suppose.
So right now we know what's going through your mind.
Well,
so
I applied it to this next song as well, because when I was reading through the lyrics, I was like, oh, this is a bit racy. But again, like Brian says, if you're under 18, you can interpret it in a childlike way, mm-hmm. like literally thinking about watercolour. That's the title from Ween of yeah. Mamma Moo. It talks about painting over the drawing, drawing over the coloured lines. It may seem complicated, but I'm the same. After it dries, I paint over it again so this feeling won't yeah. spread. It was that last part that really got me in the kind of sensual tick box, the feeling won't spread, so you paint over it.
See, it's even about this in text. Mm. As long as you don't add emotion to it, it yeah. could just be the way you want to interpret it in your
yes,
mind.
Of course.
But like, I was looking at the Korean lyrics too, but if I read it in this way, paint over the drawing, drawing over the color line. 복잡하게 보여도 난 그대로야. It matters on how you feel and see it.
Especially totally the last line.
이 느낌이 안 번지게. So, in my mind, maybe someone's like, oh, why are you reading like that? Maybe yeah. I'm just reading it in a way where I'm whispering to somebody. But
yeah.
some people are like, no, you are sounding all sensual. It's where your mind is, y'all. It's
Absolutely.
Where your mind is.
That's the great thing about music, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can interpret it yourself differently
exactly.
every day, depending on the mood. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Watercolors for me, in terms of art, are some of the most beautiful things. Like, I'm not arty, but I do like watercolors.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, do you prefer watercolor color art or do you like oil paintings?
Yeah,
or...
I'm not going to pretend to know at all.
I know nothing about art either. I appreciate art. I love uh-huh. looking at art. I love having art pieces in the house. But yeah. at the same time, if you told me this is the Van Gogh or something, I'd be like, oh, okay.
I
know that one. It's like what, from 2022?
Yeah, there you go. That's yeah. when he painted it, from the grave, of course.
And where do these art pieces go? Into a gallery.
Oh, boom.
Yes.
Park Ji-hoon uh-huh. of 101 fame.
Okay.
He's got this song. And this is, again, depending on how you interpret it, I'll just read you the lyrics and it's up to you. I'm your work of art, filling up this space with my forever roommate. A glowing light we'll make together.
Oh, like if you think of this in a positive like way, it could be actually like a uplifting song, like 이 공간을 채워가 내 영원한 룸메이트와. Like as long as you read that, but if I read it like 내 영원한 룸메이트와.
Yeah, a roommate.
See? Just could, by the change of tone.
You're right. A roommate could be totally platonic, like yeah. friends, but it could be your other half. Yeah.
That is true because I know a lot of people who get married and say, oh, did you marry the love of your life? And uh-huh. they'll say, no, I married my best friend.
Oh.
It matters on how you see it. Like That's our producer, true. I'm pretty sure she married her best friend.
She's yes. the type, I'm sure, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about myself. I wouldn't say best friend.
What would you call your wife? Is she more of a best friend? More of like a... Like, you just see her as family or just the mother of your children.
Sounds cheesy.
But, oh, my gosh.
But the love of my life. Yeah. Brian vomited through his eyeballs.
Look,
just then. I saw vomit come out.
I think this week
out.
Might be the last week we have vibes 1 to 5. Or we'll still have vibes, but we'll have to change the person who runs
okay.
this segment. So,
all right.
Well, Peter, I almost vomited in my mouth.
Well, I've still got a couple of songs to introduce.
Yes,
I can get
do.
Sappier, I promise, later.
But before we get into those songs, we got to listen to his number 4 and number 3 tracks. Number 4 was Ween with Water, or Hween. The Korean pronunciation is Hween. English is Ween. And the song is called Watercolor. And then number 2, or track number 3, will be Park Ji-hoon with Gallery. Welcome back. That was Hween with Watercolor and Park Ji-hoon with Gallery. And we're back in the studio with his number 2 and number 1 tracks for the theme of art.
Yes. So we've done watercolors, we've done galleries, we've done Draw Me from the Wonder Girls. Mm-hmm. Now it's time, maybe... Again, I'm not an artist, so I'm not completely sure. But this is, I guess, one of the first stages when you're making a big painting, maybe to do a little sketch.
Okay.
I think, with a pencil or something. Isn't that okay. how art works?
You can actually sketch it in your mind, too.
There you go, right?
And of course, if you sketch it in your mind, it might get a little x-ray.
Very quickly today. K Kate Winslet, you know, she's quite advanced in age now, but, you know, I think back to her Titanic days all the time. Yeah, that's when she was for me.
It's sad because some people, when they age, they age. And then some people, when they age, they're like a nice bottle of red wine. They just get better each time. You're like, wow, that she still looks amazing, or he looks more handsome or something.
This is going completely off topic, but I watched Top Gun 2 recently. Have you seen it?
With Tom Cruise? Yeah. I haven't seen it. Maverick, you mean?
Yeah, Maverick.
I haven't seen it. I still want to see it.
So good. But the sad thing about that film is, you know, Tom Cruise looks brilliant, and he looks like he's still in his 40s
or
something. So
who are you dissing right now? Who are you going to put down?
Is his love interest from Number One, right?
Oh, she's in the
film? No, she didn't make the cut because they, like, showed photos of her now. She looks like Tom Cruise's grandma. Like, it's so
sad. Oh, that's
sad. But what kind of is a silver lining, Jennifer Connelly is in this film as his, like, new love interest.
She's been around for ages, right?
She's
an amazing actress.
She is like a fine wine. She looks amazing. She looks like she's aged.
Wasn't she in Pearl Harbor?
I think you might be right. Yeah, but in her younger
days.
She
still looks the same.
She looks like mature but still beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, so you're right. There is case by case, isn't
I know this is totally off topic with what we're talking about. Well, I mean, similar, but
sorry.
My thing is, so I have a friend that I graduated high school with. And, you know, we reached out not too long ago. And I happened to see his picture on the Book of Faces.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I need to bring him to Korea.
Is he looking old?
Oh, my gosh. I'll show you the picture right after this is over. People thought, when they see, when I show my friends my picture, I was like, I graduated with him. I think he's a few months younger than me, too.
Wow.
And they're like, no way. He's one of your teachers that you graduated with.
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say his or her name.
If you bring him here, he will look instantly younger. Career
although
is great.
Although you said
at
he, because I did say he at first.
Is it
I don't want to say he,
her,
or his name. What? If I show you his picture, you're going to be like, oh, that does look like one of the teachers I grew up around. All
right. Okay, so we got off topic, but the track we're playing is Sketch from Hyomin of Tiara fame.
Okay.
And this, I don't know, I think you can only take it in a sensual way. The lyrics are all about a night where the moonlight only shines on us. Paint a picture of this moment. Paint me just as you feel, babe, a picture that you and I will complete over again, over again. I'm sorry.
But see, see that? It's the same thing. It's how you interpret the lyrics.
Is it my mind?
Because if you look at the title of the song, it's actually size. It's art. Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm. So if you say it that way,
yeah,
you know, it's just like, oh, it's art.
Everything's art. Yeah, you're right.
If you read the lyrics in English, it's like, right now, this moment is a dream for us. It's a dance for you and I. I feel like it's a crazy piece of art. See if you say it that way. But then if you say it the way most people might interpret, like, it feels like it's crazy. A piece of art. I feel like I'm flying in the sky.
If someone talks to you like that on a first date, just kick them out of your room or your
apartment. No. If I go on a date and someone's like, hi, what would you like to order tonight? I'd be like, well, first of all, you need medication because you crazy. Something is wrong with you and you're speaking funny. You're scaring me right now. You need to go to a therapist or a psychiatrist. I don't know.
That's not going to fly with many people. I hope.
Exactly.
I hope. And that is number one. Size, it's art. Yes, Sudia. Because it's a playlist about art. And, you know, we say that in Korean, right? When something's really amazing. Mm. We say, oh, yes, Sudia. You know, some food that is really tasty or something like that. It's like, oh, 이거 진짜 이 떡볶이 예술이다. It's really delicious. I love that phrase.
I almost did a dad joke. Oh. You could also use it in this way, like, oh, it is alcohol. Yeah, 술이야.
I don't want to describe.
You laughed, yes!
I can't describe that as art, though.
Yes.
That dad joke comes from.
I mean, the alcoholic beverage of choice could be art.
Yep.
Like, you ever see a cocktail, you're like, oh my God, that cocktail looks gorgeous. And you taste it like, wow, that cocktail is amazing.
You
it's
could
out
then
of this world.
Do the double dad joke with that in Korean.
Which would be?
Yeah, Suriya.
There you go.
A good place for me to leave.
It is time for Peter to leave. And as he leaves, I want to show him the picture of my friend from high school. And as he leaves for this week's Vibes, we're going to have the two songs for you, his number one and number two tracks. We have Hyomin of Tiara with Sketch. And right after that, we have Psy with It's Art. Yes, Udia. Alrighty, guys, that's all the time that we have for today. Taking us out is I with My Satisfaction. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju, of course. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now. Just right now. 빛이 나는 내게 모두 주목해.